Mr. President, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great pleasure for me to address this assembly on behalf of the Government of Finland. Allow me to start by stating that we fully associate ourselves with the EU statement. Mr. President, health is a human right and also an important component of human development and a sustainable society. Without good health, it is not possible to reach other societal goals. We, as the spokespersons for health, will need to commit to promoting a new post-2015 framework that is conducive for good health and health equity, and that is based on sustainability, equity and human rights, including sexual and reproductive health and rights. Human and societal development is constructed on four building blocks that are mutually supportive, i.e. the economic, social and environmental sustainability, as well as peace and security. Investment in the well-being of all people contributes to the productive and fair society. Human well-being is a sum of enabling factors. In the debate on the post-2015 agenda, we need to be once again reminded that health is influenced very much by decisions made on other sectors of the society. Investment should be made in the justice system, social protection, health systems, education, and a healthy and safe work environment, as well as in the infrastructure for transportation, communications, and sanitation. In just a few weeks' time, my country, Finland, is hosting the eighth WHO Global Conference on Health Promotion, with a particular focus on how this is done. Socioeconomic inequities in health have continued to increase both between and within countries. Nevertheless, in little over a decade, we have come a long way in reaching the goal of halving poverty through a joint effort. This commitment shouldn't be phased out, but maintained and increased in order to reach the remaining Millennium Development Goals, particularly those relating to health of women and children. At this juncture, we can't enough stress the two-way connection between health and poverty. Poor health causes poverty, and poverty is a determinant of poor health. Looking at the political commitment to development beyond 2015, we commend the Secretary General in setting up a truly consultative process. It is important that all voices are heard, from grassroots to the high political level, from east to west, and north to south. It is equally important that the results of the two parallel processes of post-MDG development goals and sustainable development goals are integrated and not seen as competing ones. We need to create an inclusive post-2015 agenda relevant for all countries. Its targets should be measurable and comparable between different settings, and they should be easily communicated to a wider audience across the globe. In addition to measuring the quantity, we also need to look at quality. Finland believes that WHO has an important role in developing the post-2015 framework as the UN agency for health. I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate the organization in reaching the mature age of 25 this year. Thank you very much, Mr. President.